The Jamaica Business Development Corporation, the JBDC, is the government's premier business development organization, which facilitates the sustainable creation and development of micro, small, and medium enterprises in Jamaica. As part of its mandate, the agency continues to host various workshops designed to help small businesses to grow. Come June 13, the JBDC will be hosting a workshop on the importance of effective management of intellectual property IP assets for small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs. The forum, to be held in partnership with the World Intellectual Property Office, WIPO, and the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, will run until June 15 at the JBDC Incubator and Resource Center in Kingston. Project Development and Implementation Specialist at JBDC, Mary Elizabeth Casserly, says the three-day workshop is designed to increase the capacity of business owners and their support staff. This in an effort to help SMEs make business decisions that will leverage their intellectual property assets for the growth of their enterprises.
JBDC, in partnership with the World Intellectual Property Organization and JIPO, has designed this workshop to address what we see as the gap in understanding intellectual property and how it is an asset to business across the board in enterprises.
Intellectual property refers to original creations of the mind, such as poetry, choreography, jewelry designs, business signs, and inventions. These original expressions are recognized as items of value and worthy of protection through intellectual property rights. In light of this, Ms. Casserly says it is important for entrepreneurs to have a full understanding of how intellectual property is applicable to the work that they do.
Oftentimes, when we hear about intellectual property, we immediately think of the creative economy, and that, of course, is very relevant to Jamaica. Having the brand that is widely known and appreciated across the globe. But if we look to the economy and just how much Jamaica is benefiting from the richness of this brand, we will see that we are left lacking.
She further explains that with the intention for SMEs to scale up their businesses and go global, the workshop will seek to promote the use of IP as a tool for business growth. The event will feature international speakers from the United States and Trinidad and Tobago, as well as leading local experts in the area of intellectual property protection. Topics to be covered include IP asset management, collective marketing, trademarks, trade secrets, protecting inventions, and IP in the digital economy. Ms. Casserly says, although the workshop is designed to reach out to SMEs, other groups and organizations with an interest are welcome to participate and reap the benefits.
The title says SMEs, but we know that the chasm that exists in terms of the economy and persons at all levels understanding the value of intellectual property and the fact that it's an asset is huge, and we want to close that gap. And so we're targeting entrepreneurs and business owners, yes, techpreneurs and inventors, creative industry startups, artists and designers, C-level executives and exporters.
At a cost of $25,000, Ms. Casserly says participants can rest assured that the workshop will be more than worth it.
A certificate will be issued to all those participants who attend the full session. We're talking about 9 to 5 each day. So this is not a sort of program sensitization. It's a real course. So they will get a certificate of participation. And in the case of the lawyers, we expect CLPD credits to be assigned. So all the lawyers who are on board, they will be getting their CLPD credits, of which we are very delighted that the General Legal Counsel has supported us.
Project Development and Implementation Specialist at JBDC, Mary Elizabeth Casserly. For more information on the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, its products and services, visit their website at jbdc.net or call 928-5161-5.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.